A Stir of Echoes by Richard Matheson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Chuck and Helen, with affection. Sometimes within the brain's old ghostly house, I hear, far off, at some forgotten door, a music and an eerie faint carouse, and stir of echoes down the creaking floor. Chambers of Imagery, Archibald MacLeish. Chapter 1. The day it all started, a hot August Saturday, I'd gotten off work a little after 12. My name is Tom Wallace. I work in publications at the North American Aircraft Plant in Inglewood, California. We were living in Hawthorne, renting a two-bedroom tract house owned by one of our next-door neighbors, Mildred Sentas. Another neighbor, Frank Wanamaker, and I usually drove to and from the plant together, alternating cars. But Frank didn't like Saturday work and had managed to beg off that particular day, so I drove home alone. As I turned onto Tully Street, I saw the 51 Mercedes coupe parked in front of our house and knew that Anne's brother Philip was visiting. He was a psychology major at the University of California in Berkeley, and he sometimes drove down to L.A. for weekends. This was the first time he'd been to our new place. We'd only moved in 2 months before. I nosed the Ford into the drive.